Some things from the store there, and tried to come back in the gate there, and I showed her my little card there, Sister Stephanie, and that lady said, "This park is closed." I'm thinking to myself, "Excuse me?" how am I going to get to the place I stay, amen? And she finally figured it out, amen, because they close at 5, I don't know how you see all them lights in the daytime, amen, but they close the park at 5. I guess that's all because of the virus or something.
Right.
And so they close the main park, and I guess people that stay there get to see those lights and stuff. But we finally got it figured out, amen. Yeah. I couldn't, that'd be bad, amen, if I told my wife I couldn't stay outside the park till the morning, amen. So anyway, man, they let me come in. So I say that to say this. There's going to be one day,
yes, sir,
in your life, you keep trifling with this thing of salvation. You're going to get to some doors in your life. Your door's going to be closed.
Yeah, right, preacher. Good.
Now, I had a way to get admittance, amen, because the church had been gracious to pay our way and give us admittance to that part.
Right.
But if you're not saved like these families and ladies and Brother Patton was talking about and trusting the Lord Jesus,
yes, sir,
you're not going to see and you're not going to enter into the kingdom of God.
That's right. That's right.
And it'd be awful, amen, for some of you one day to say, "Open up! Lord, don't you remember us?" He said, "I don't know you." Mm. You better do business with God, amen, when God's working on your heart.
Preacher.
Amen. Let's take our Bibles and turn to Isaiah chapter number 6. Appreciate everyone being here tonight. I want to say I appreciate the faithful members.
Right.
Amen. Living Waters Baptist Church.
Amen.
Always try to major on that. I appreciate every visitor,
sir,
that would come. And number one, be an encouragement to this church and this pastor.
Amen.
And also be encouragement to this preacher. Many of you are my friends. I remember Brother Patton and his family. When I first met him years ago, amen, your kids were just little. Some of them wasn't probably even born. It's been that long. I know the one, that tallest one's 13 years old, and I know she wasn't born. Met Brother Patton years ago. As I walk down Memories Lane, even before I met either of these two preachers, pastors here, and met Brother Patton, and Brother Patton had a tent meeting right outside of Wilkes. Amen. I can't remember the exact location, but it was outside of Wilkes. And Buddy, he called on us, and he was calling some of us preachers, amen. Some of them would preach, and some of us would go below the hill and pray. And prayed the whole service, amen.
Sir.
During that meeting.
Right.
Me and Brother Frank got down, I don't know if you remember that, Brother Frank, we got down under that hill, amen. Underneath the hill there, the tent meeting was sitting up on that little knoll, began to pray.
Amen.
And I tell you, God just filled our souls up with
that.
We began shouting underneath that hill, amen, just sweet times with
sure.
the Lord.
That's right.
Just sweet times with the Lord. And that's been, I don't know how many. That's probably been close to 20 years ago, I'd say. Maybe 20 years ago. And God's been good to us, folks.
Amen.
Give us sweet times like that. God's people, and I said it last night, God's people are the best people in the world.
That's right.
And I thank God for them. Amen?
Sir.
Isaiah chapter number 6, if you're physically able to do so, we'll stand out of respect and reverence for the Word of God. Isaiah chapter number 6, and verse number 1. The Bible says, in the year that King Uzziah died, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple.
Amen.
That's what we need to see.
Yes, sir. Amen.
We need to see the Lord high and lifted up. And above it, verse number 2, above it stood the seraphim. Each one had 6 wings. With twain he covered his face, and with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the post of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. And that wasn't marr bearers, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. No, it wasn't marr bearers.
Right.
Then said I, lo, woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Isaiah saw the Lord, then Isaiah saw himself.
Right.
Amen. I tell you, if we truly get a good look at the Lord, I believe we'll truly get a good look at ourselves.
That's
how we
right.
really
yes,
are and how he sees us.
Right.
Yeah.
3 people sit in these seats tonight. The one we think we are.
Mm-hmm.
The one that other people think we are.
Right.
And the one that God knows us to be.
Right. That's right.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
And so then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongs from off the altar. And he laid it upon my mouth, and said, Lo, this has touched thy lips, and thy iniquity is taken away, and thy sin purged. Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send? Who will go for us? Then said I, Here am I, send me. Brother Coffey, if you would, take us to the throne of grace.
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord God, we come before you again this evening to thank you so much, Lord God, for all that you've done thus far.
Aye.
Lord, you brought us here safely. Lord, you've given us such a good desire in our heart already just to be in your presence, Lord, to hear your word. Aye. God, we've had such good singing and testimonies already. Lord God, we're already feeling the feeling of your presence,
yes.
God. And what a blessing it is. But, Lord God, now we've come to this very crucial moment.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, the man of God has read the text. Lord, our hearts are prepared and ready. We're anxious and excited. Lord, we're ready and on the verge of anticipation,
right.
Wondering what you're going to do.
Right.
Lord God, tonight we stand before you hungry, Lord God. Would you feed us tonight? Would you give us what we need tonight?
Yes, Lord.
Lord, help us. Lord, help the man of God. I pray you'd wrap him up tonight in that you've called, commissioned
yes.
him to do tonight. Lord, he's the only one that can have the word for us tonight. You put him in this place. Lord God, tonight I pray you'd open up everything about us, that we'd receive your word with gladness tonight and go from this place and serve you in that gladness. Thank you once again for this dear pastor,
yes.
this congregation that would allow us this place to come and to be able to worship and gather around your word and
right.
fellowship. Oh God, tonight once again we say, oh Lord, if there be anyone in this place tonight that's lost and undone,
yes.
oh God, tonight would be the night that they'd see their need, and You convict them of their sin. They repent of their way and come to you before it's too late. Lord, commission our hearts for what we should do, that we can go at your bidding, and we'll praise you for everything you do in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you. You can be seated. Amen. I really believe in the day and hour in which we live that people's view of God is extremely small.
Right.
It's often being clouded by the world and pride and unsubmission to the will of God.
That's right.
And even though seemingly in our day and age that our God is belittled, amen, you're not going to take away from His preeminence. In all things, in the end, He is going to have the preeminence.
Right.
The Bible says, and I think it was quoted Sunday, I know Brother Zach quoted it, and I think the pastor quoted it, one day every knee is going to bow and every tongue is going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. We serve a great God, and I'm glad that He's Lord over all, amen.
Yeah.
And in this chapter before us tonight that we're going to give consideration to, Isaiah has been occupied with other things. But he got a good look at God, and it changed his life.
Yes.
I really believe if people got a good look at the Lord, amen, it would change their life, and it would always change it for the better if they would surrender.
That's right.
First of all, I want you to notice that Isaiah saw the Lord in verses 1 through 4.
Yeah.
Isaiah saw something about his deity. The Bible says, Isaiah 45:22, look unto me, all ye ends of the earth, and be ye saved, for I am God, and there is none else.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. There's nobody like him. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God he is a wonderful Savior.
Like
amen. Brother Frank was quoting those titles of him tonight. And there's nobody like our wonderful Savior.
Amen.
Oh, praise his name.
Like
for we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels, suffered and was crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man.
Right.
We need a fresh look at him tonight.
Amen.
Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is sit down at the right hand of the throne of God. Hallelujah. By the way, he's expecting to make his enemies his footstool. Don't you worry about who's in control.
All right, preacher.
You say, well, it looks like the Democrats may have won. And Mr. Trump is contesting, amen, and hasn't conceded, amen. I'll tell you one that hasn't conceded.
Right, preacher.
I'll tell you one that has not conceded, ma'am, and that's the Lord Christ.
Amen.
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 He got to.
He's a wonderful, wonderful Savior, amen. Hallelujah. There's nobody like him.
No.
Thank God for Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. The Bible says, listen, friend, listen, if ye be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things of the earth, for you're dead and your life is hid with Christ in God.
Amen. Amen.
Now, when you set something, it's a deliberate action.
That's right.
Brother Zach, come and set this cup of cool water on the pulpit.
Yeah.
Amen. He wasn't careless about it, amen, or it spilled over on the mourner's bench.
Right.
Amen. He set it deliberately on the pulpit.
Right.
Amen. I'm going to tell you, in this day and age, if you don't determine to set your affection on things above, your eyes are going to be roaming to and fro on every worldly venture the devil has to offer. Amen. You've got to determine, set your affection. Hey, make a determination.
Right.
I am going to set my affection on Him if you allow. Make up a determination. I'm going to set my affection on Him. Amen.
Good.
Some of you young people may not be back. Men can't come back to the meeting. I'm going to tell you, young people, you need to make up a determination.
Good preacher.
Set your affection on Him.
That's right.
I've been preaching long enough to see Him come and see Him go.
Yes, sir.
I've been preaching long enough that I've watched kids as little children raised up in the house of God, and now they're out in the world.
Right,
boy.
You're going to have to make up your mind, Sister Heaven. Set your affections on things above, not on things of the earth. Grace, amen. Listen, friend, there's all kinds of things out here fine for your attention and trying to get your mind off the things of God. We're going to have to set our affection. Hey, Isaiah saw the Lord. He saw Him in all His glory and His deity.
Right.
Set your affection on Him.
That's good.
Sure.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
My story.
May God help us to do that.
Right, preacher.
Listen, people that served the Lord for years, it didn't just happen.
That's right, boy.
They made up their mind.
That's right.
He was going to be their chief aim and chief goal.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen. The focal point.
Some of you young ladies want to get married. That's a good thing in the will of God.
Sure.
Amen.
Sure.
You should.
Yeah.
It's God's will for every young lady.
Yeah.
They may not get married, but it's God's will for every young lady to have a desire to be married.
Right.
Sure.
We got these women today, man, they're wrapped up in the world, wrapped up in their careers. They're not interested in a man. They say, I don't need a man. Amen. Something's wrong with that. That's perverted.
That's right.
Amen.
You're
that's exactly right. Amen.
Yeah,
I'm going to tell you, friend, I know. At least I bet you Kamala Harris's husband's real proud of her. Amen. Now listen, friend, King Harris, amen, going to be telling her husband what to do and where to get off. Amen.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, that ain't God's plan. I don't want to get sidetracked. But I'm telling you, you need to set your affection on things of power. Listen, the world's against all of that, what I just said.
That's right.
That's right.
For young ladies.
Sure.
That's
right, preacher.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Especially today.
May God help us, amen.
Man.
You young people, you've got to get your eyes on the Lord.
That's good, man.
Get your eyes on the things of God.
Right.
Bethany, you're going to set your affection on Him. See, Isaiah, he had his, no doubt he had his affections on King Uzziah.
Right.
Uzziah got all messed up.
Sure.
Uzziah usurped the priest office. Uzziah went out a leper, amen. And listen, friend, no doubt, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord had lifted up, and His train filled the temple, amen. No doubt, Isaiah had his eyes on the king. Maybe some of you had your eyes on Trump, amen.
Right.
Or I want to be respect President Trump.
Right.
And buddy, I tell you what. Your hopes are dashed.
Right.
Amen. And your hope is lost.
Yeah.
And your hope is gone. Amen.
Right, preacher.
My hope's not in King Trump. My hope's in King Jesus.
Amen.
Listen, my hope's not in King Uzziah. My hope's in King Jesus.
Amen, preacher.
He's the high lifted one.
Oh, yeah.
He's the exalted one. Amen.
Right, preacher.
We need to set our affection on things above, on things of the earth.
Amen.
Yeah. Right on, son. That's right.
You say, I love America. I love America too, amen.
Sure.
Yeah,
sure.
But I want to remind you, I told somebody the other day, the only people God promised a piece of real estate to was Abraham's seed.
Right. That's right.
They're earthly people with earthly promises.
That's right.
Listen, I pay the taxes on 279 here in Nacre's Court. If I don't, you say, well, it's mine, amen? Don't pay your taxes, amen? And they'll sell your property at public auction.
Right.
You're welcome.
That's right.
Amen? That's how much you own it, amen? But God promised Abraham. And you said, look as far as you can look. And he said, I promised you. And God's going to give it to him, amen?
Amen. Yes, he will.
Right. We're not earthly people.
Oh, no, preacher.
I want to stop right here and preach on that. We've got our stakes drove down too deep. That's what we don't have to die for. We got our stakes down here. Hey, boys, I want you to work hard.
Yeah.
I want you to labor.
Yeah.
I want you to have a family. But don't drive your stakes down here too deep.
Amen.
God's people are heavenly.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
Lord. Amen.
Amen. The church is heavenly people.
Spiritual
with
son.
Heavenly
praise
promise.
God, amen.
Amen.
That's right.
But buddy, I tell you, we'll do everything we can. Some of you might even play the lottery.
Oh.
Amen.
Oh.
Come on. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah. Nothing aggravates me more for people drag out now to $7 of change. Amen. Yeah. To get the next lottery ticket. Yeah.
Come on.
Right.
Yeah.
Amen. You say, well, ain't nothing for $7. Amen. See, there you've been buying.
Oh,
my. Amen. Amen. I don't know how much they cost. I ain't getting in line for them. Amen.
Right.
Amen. But I'm going to tell you, friend, listen, our eyes ought to be on the prize. I'm listening for the sound of the trumpet.
Yeah.
I'm looking. Brother Frank, I'm longing.
Yeah.
I'm longing for the sound of the trumpet. Amen.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Hey.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
It may get worse than that.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I tell you what, friend. We've got such a wonderful Savior.
That's right.
Listen, friend, there needs to be a diligent search. Listen, when it means to seek, amen. Listen, seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His face evermore. Listen, it means to search with care and attention, amen.
Wonderful preacher. Yeah. Oh, God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Brother Frank, if you lost maybe a dime, you might tell your children. You might say, girls, I lost a dime around here somewhere. And, you know, y'all keep your eyes open for it. Amen. Hallelujah. Y'all might slip it in there and get you a piece of gum or something. I don't think you can buy gum anymore for a dime. Maybe the gum machines. But listen, if Brother Frank said, I lost $100, but things would get a little bit more serious.
That's right, preacher.
Amen. Amen. We'd be searching around. Amen. That may not mean much to Brother Frank. Amen. But it means still a lot to me. Amen. I'd be searching along frantically trying to find that $100. Amen.
Yes.
Listen, friend, how much does Jesus mean to you? Amen. Are you careless in seeking the Lord? Amen. Are you searching?
Right.
Are you trying to find Him?
Good, preacher.
Amen. Where's He at?
Right, preacher.
Yeah, that's good, preacher. That's
sure, you're right. Exactly right.
Hey, if you got that way as a sinner, we was in a meeting here, what, a year or so ago, and to God be the glory, amen, we had some people that dealt with the Lord and the things of God all evening long.
Sorry, buddy.
You say they got right with God? As far as we know, they didn't. Amen. We still praying for them.
Sure,
that didn't mean we was unconcerned.
Right.
We just let them alone.
Right.
Let them seek the Lord.
Right.
Now I know some people that got in here, they wouldn't have let them got up without some kind of profession.
Right, preacher.
Amen. But listen, we prayed with them. We prayed for them, amen. We didn't put words in their mouth, amen.
Right.
Listen, friend, hey, you're going to have to seek diligently. If you'll seek Him, you'll find Him.
Amen.
When you search for Him with all your heart, amen.
Right.
What does Jesus mean to you? What does salvation mean to you tonight,
right,
amen?
Preacher.
It's good.
Lord God. Amen.
Isaiah saw the Lord.
Sir.
Amen.
What we need.
Hallelujah. But notice this. It was in the year that King Uzziah died that Isaiah saw the Lord. Let's get our eyes off the things that are distracting us and get our eyes on the man, Christ. And by the eye of faith, we can see him and let him do that work in our life that needs to be done. Amen. There are some things that must die, amen, before you can see the Lord. Amen. Listen, friend, you're going to have to die out to self. The Bible says, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. Hey, when's the last time you died out and had a funeral to yourself?
It's amen. Good, preacher. Amen. That's right.
There's too many of us too alive.
That's right.
Yeah. Amen. You said that ain't the truth. Amen. You cross some of us and you see how alive we are.
That's right.
Amen. You say, well, there ain't nobody here with a short fuse. No, there's people here, amen, you'd have to dig down the powder to find the fuse. Amen. Come on, you know that's right. Amen. And I'm going to tell you what we need to do is get all that stuff out of the way.
Right, right.
And die out to the flesh. They that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and the lusts, amen.
Right.
Listen, friend, it was in the year that King Uzziah died, amen. There's some things that's going to have to die in your life if you want to see the Lord.
That's right.
Good. If God's going to be glorified in your life, son, you're going to have to die out to the flesh.
That's right.
Amen. You're going to have to die out to your ambitions.
Hey.
I've got something on my heart. It ain't for necessarily none of y'all, even though I'm preaching tonight, and if God will use it, we'll go ahead and preach it. But I've got a young man on my heart that I've preached to since he's a young boy. And he's got all kinds of ambitions. And he's made a lot of plans. And I want the Lord to open the door to talk to him, Michael, and say, you've got all these plans and all these things that you want to do. And you want to do this and you want to do that. And you're getting schooling for this and that. Now, what's God want you to do?
That's right.
That's good.
Exactly right.
Where's God fit in any of the arrangements in your life?
That's right.
I want you to work hard. I want you to make a living. Mm-hmm. I want you to succeed, amen, in the business realm and pay your bills. But what does God want you to do?
Right.
When you were small, I come to your church, when you probably don't even remember knee-high to a grasshopper, amen, and I'm going to tell you, I challenge you boys and you girls, amen, I find some place. Get off with God. Yeah. You know you're saved. Amen. Get off with God. Say, God, what wilt thou have me do?
Right.
What would you have me to do?
Yeah. Right.
That's right. It's good.
Sure, preacher.
I'm getting a little ahead of myself on purpose.
Never.
But the call been going out the whole time.
Right.
Isaiah couldn't hear the call. Whom shall I send? Whom shall go for us? Amen. Hey, there's a need. Amen. There's a world, Brother Frank, that's lost, dying, and going to hell. Amen.
Yeah.
Who's going to answer the call?
Right.
Good.
The call been going out the whole time. Isaiah has his eyes on King Uzziah.
Right. Oh, my. It's good.
Some of you got your eyes on King Saul.
Yeah.
God help us.
You're usurping the Lord's position in your life.
Oh, my.
Amen.
It's good for
He may be Lord in salvation, but he ain't the Lord how you're representing him, amen.
You.
Listen, you're calling the shots. You're going your own way. You're going to end up in trouble, amen. I'm going to tell you, friend, what wilt thou have me to do, amen.
Yeah, right. That's good.
Sir.
Son, if you get saved by the grace of God, son, back there in the back, God can use you.
Yeah.
Right. Better believe it.
You know, we don't believe this sometimes. God could have that young man. I don't know. We're not throwing out a bunch of junk like preachers do. God could have that one young man one day. If Jesus don't come back, pastor in this church one day.
Oh, yeah.
That's right, preacher.
Yeah. Absolutely. If you'd submit yourself to God.
Right.
If you'd surrender yourself to God, if you give you all to God, if you get the used eyes out of the way,
amen.
If you get King Self off the throne, amen. It's untelling what God could do with you.
Right. That's right. Yes, sir.
Exactly right.
That's good. I'm so thrilled, brother. I'm literally thrilled.
Amen.
Your daddy's been so encouraged lately. I know there's still trials. I know there's still burdens.
Sure.
I know there's still uphill climbs. But it's such a blessing.
Amen.
God's led Victory Baptist Church here lately, Sister Heaven, be on an uptick, Lily.
Amen. Amen.
I've seen him at the lowest steps.
Yeah.
I saw you, Brother Coffee.
Yes, sir.
No doubt you've been the same way, Pastor.
Yes, sir.
Ready to keep quiet.
Yes, sir.
Giving the towel. And everybody's a-talking. And everybody's against you, amen. Thank God, amen. Thank God you have steadfast. Thank God. Hey,
amen.
There's lives at stake. There's these boys at stake.
Yeah.
Brother, the Pastor, these families are at stake,
yes.
Amen.
Yes.
We got to keep our eyes,
yes.
Brother Frank, on the Lord, amen.
Yeah. Bless the Lord.
Amen.
Ain't you glad, Mama? I'm sorry, I don't know your married name now, amen. We'll call you Mama Vernon, amen. I don't know your married name.
Good. That's
hallelujah.
Good enough. Amen.
Ain't you glad you didn't give in?
Amen.
Amen. God, I know she's proud of the Lord, but I tell you, I'm sure there's times she's just thrilled that her son's up there saved by the grace of God, pastoring a Baptist church.
Amen.
Saying, hey, we got to keep our eyes on the Lord. Get your eyes off everything else. Get your eyes off people.
Right.
Get your eyes off preachers. They'll fail you. Amen.
Right.
Get your eyes on the Lord. Amen.
That's helping
us
right there.
Sir.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen, friend.
It's good.
The Bible says the world is crucified unto me and I unto the world.
Sir.
Why I crucify this ungodly world. I'll tell you what's stopping from a lot of people from serving the Lord. It's that stinking world.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
I think I mentioned this last time I was here. I'm thinking about if the Lord let me, when the Lord lets me preach here, and for Brother Andy, here in a few weeks, helping them with social distancing.
Mm.
I want to help them with social distancing.
Amen.
Lord, I'm concerned. We've been concerned since March with social distancing. And God is to love not the world. Amen.
Amen.
Keep your distance from the world.
Hey, man.
That's right.
Right.
That's good.
Amen. Oh, said, well, God. We love
today,
it.
Brother Hendrick, today, he said, brother, they've made a whole statewide mandate about this mask thing. Amen. Mm-hmm. And people get real concerned about this. And friend, all these mandates from the governors and from the president and from the health Nazis.
Yeah. Right. You're right.
How you doing? Amen. Hallelujah. They get all concerned about that. Amen. What? They ain't too concerned about the mandate God gave.
Right.
And God gave it a long time before March.
Right.
I'm going to keep my distance from the ungodly world.
Right. Amen. Right.
I'm going to stay as far as I can from the world.
Right.
I'm going to keep my family as far as I can from the world. When you end up being like that, Brother Rose, you'll be so heavenly minded that you're of no earthly use. Listen, Raymond Hill said, by and large, the church is not guilty of such a complex.
Amen. 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 I ain't met one yet.
We're so worldly minded.
Yeah, that's right.
You know how they slip in the average Baptist church with their skinny jeans. Preacher's word, skinny jeans.
Sashay.
Yes. They don't wear ties anymore. Some of them wear little bow ties.
eyes. Oh, yes. But they're skinny.
Right, preacher. That's right. Blow that junk out. Amen. Oh,
yes. Amen. Come on, man. Tell us.
Amen.
They aggravate me sometimes. They say, Brother Rose, you kind of dress like some kind of Amish fellow or something like that. My sister was telling me one time, she said, them shoes you wear is old man shoes. And I said, I'm an old man. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah, them old time. Not these, them old time. Them old, what we call brogues.
Yeah.
They used to call them preacher shoes.
Yeah.
Amen. That's what all preachers used to wear. Amen. Listen, they didn't go around in grape suits.
That's right.
Right.
Did I say something wrong?
No, but you are all right.
They didn't go around looking in flaming red suits, amen. Listen, most of them wore dark suits because they believe it spoke of authority.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Sir.
But we've got some nasty knives now, amen. We've got these preachers coming in, and they wrap the people in t-shirts. Mm. They turn their collars up. And they want to get with the people. Where's my microphone so I can go out in the congregation, amen, and talk to the people and reason.
Good preacher.
Bless you. Bless
amen.
You.
Amen.
Right.
I'm going to tell you, the old time preachers, amen, listen, they roll up their sleeves. They take off their ties.
Yeah.
And listen, it was preaching time. It was preaching time. And they preach, and they preach, and they preach, and they preach, and it's everything.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
You're right, son.
They preach against everything that was wrong and think up some things.
Right.
They wanted God's people to be clean.
That's right.
That's right. Sure, buddy.
Amen.
Where are we going?
Amen. Now the preacher's wise. Come in little skin type things.
Right.
Yeah. Amen.
You're telling her right.
That's right.
We're going that direction.
Amen.
Right.
My girls ain't going that direction.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Say, now, girls, who tells you how to dress? Or if you say the Holy Spirit should, but until you get out of my home, I'm going to.
Right.
Sure. That's right.
Amen.
Well, you got them under bondage. And Bethany, stand up there, Bethany.
Lord,
amen. I know you want some attention. Bethany, stand up. Amen. And Bethany's 18 now, and she ought to have her rights. Amen. I'm going to tell you the best place for you young ladies to be until God gives you a man, amen, is to be under a godly man.
Yeah.
And if your dad's a godly man, you ought to surrender and submit to your pastor and a godly man that you're daddy. Amen.
Yeah,
amen.
You're telling it right.
Leave when you get married.
I ain't read nothing about Gothard, amen.
Right.
I ain't read that stuff. I just believe y'all follow the Bible.
That's right. Yeah, man.
Amen.
That's right.
So we're going to make sure it ain't too tight.
That's right.
We're going to make sure it ain't too revealing.
Yeah.
That's good.
We ain't going to have no dresses that go peekaboo, 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 peekaboo. You know those whispers. Peekaboo, peekaboo, peekaboo. Amen. If you're mad right now, amen, I'll give you the silver cup. That's right. We're going to keep it right.
Hey,
we're going to keep it tight.
Hey,
they ain't going to be wearing, amen. You can be seated now, amen, unless you want to stand some more, amen. Hallelujah. Hey, well, listen, we ain't going to, they ain't going to be running around in leotard pants.
Right.
Come on, amen.
Come on.
Thank
go go pants or whatever you want to call it. Polo, whatever they're called, amen. Amen.
Right.
They look like leotards to me.
That's right. We don't have to look
at. And they're wearing them right out in the open.
You're right. You're right.
You said, brothers, it's getting cold now. These girls' legs are going to get cold, amen. You can still find some long skirts.
Yeah.
And if you can't, make them!
Right. I like it, preacher. Amen.
You say, I ain't come back here, you preach. I don't know it. I don't tell you why you're looking.
That's all right.
But while you're here, we're going to lock it down to gross vehicle weight.
You're running well.
We're going to get it on the GPW. Yeah. Hey, man, 80,000 pounds maxes you out with a rig and a trailer, amen. And we're going to tell you what God had to say. And God expects people to live holy. He wouldn't say omnipotent. He wouldn't say omniscient. Omniscient. He wasn't saying love, love, love.
Right.
He was saying holy.
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 Amen.
Holy.
Holy. Holy. Holy. Holy. That's right. It's what you're talking about.
Holy.
Amen. Amen.
Lord, yes.
Some of you men can believe that, amen, if you didn't go down to the beach, put on your little shorts.
Right.
Some of your little knobby knees.
Right.
You're running well, preacher.
You're real impressive.
Right.
You're real impressive. I know.
Yeah.
You've got a few hairs on your chest. It's your curler. Somebody needs to take that curler and go, break. Amen. Hallelujah. Truth really is, girls, listen, I know where Brother Rose kind of being humorous tonight. The truth really is, bottom line is, that don't impress you, girls.
Right.
A lot of what a young lady gets that loves the Lord.
Come on.
Countenance, amen. It's not drawing attention down here. A godly countenance.
Amen.
You read the Bible.
That's right.
It's up here.
Right.
That's right.
Right.
And I'm not making fun. But it don't matter if everything's just right. I'm not making fun. If not everything's just not right down there. I'm talking about when you get married and have children. You know what I'm talking about. Sometimes it ain't just okay. But that ain't going to matter years down the road.
That's right.
But having that godly countenance is what's going to count.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right, preacher.
It's the reason you ought to be real careful. Amen. Amen. The devil gets your eyes on this unholiness.
Yeah. That's right, boy.
Of the world.
Sir.
Your flesh loves it.
Sure does.
I'm going to be real transparent with you. Brother Rose's flesh loves it.
Right. Flesh loves it.
These girls, amen, they may not hit just yet, but it's going to hit pretty soon. One day the lights go on.
Yeah.
You know, one day, amen, probably your age and stuff like that, somebody said something about girls. Yuck! Bad girls! But one day, amen, amen, one day, pow! Girls! And they just study how many millions of dollars did they make a study that boys are different than girls. I could have saved them all kinds of money and used it for God's glory! But one day the lights are turned off.
That's right.
But you gotta watch your flesh.
Tell me.
Right.
You don't want somebody that dresses like that.
That's
young
right.
Ladies, you don't want somebody that, listen, is sensual. You don't want that.
That's good.
Because if he's looking at somebody and attracted to somebody that's in different stages of undress, he'll be attracted to somebody else down the road.
Yeah.
That's in different stages of undress.
Right, that's right.
That's good.
Now you tell.
Yeah.
You gotta be modest,
right?
Amen.
In your dress code.
Amen.
Amen.
It's good, preacher.
You gotta keep it modest. I appreciate you, ladies.
Yeah.
And then from what I've seen in this church, for the most part, ladies dress modest here. You say, well, Brother Roses don't need to be preached. It's got to be reinforced by the evangelist.
Right.
It needs to be reinforced.
Right.
These people need to know it's not just Brother Vernon. It's not Brother Zach that believes that from the Bible. But there's others that believe the Word of God. It needs to be reinforced.
Right.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Amen.
It'll do it. Yes,
yeah. Sir, buddy.
Isaiah got a good look at a holy God. Listen to what the man said. Those who are to teach, those who are to teach others the knowledge of God ought to be well acquainted with him themselves.
Amen.
Others who are to teach others, those who are to teach others the knowledge of God ought to be well acquainted with him themselves.
Good.
Now, I've just preached that I've been felt led this week, and it's kind of been unusual.
I love it.
I've always been quirky anyway about how I preach, amen. I probably gave my professors in Bible school ulcers. Amen. They had me preach a trial message one time. It was grade beyond, amen. One of them, they marked it down too long and too loud. And one time, amen, I preached on salvation. I put every one of them into hell. Bible school. Amen. That's what God put on my heart. They thought it was a trial message. I got the message from God to preach.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Isaiah not only saw the Lord, but Isaiah saw himself. Isaiah saw his deity. Isaiah saw his depravity.
Mm. Sure.
When he saw the Lord, he said, woe is me.
Sir, buddy.
He didn't say, look what I've done. Look who I am. Look what I've accomplished. Look what I've seen. Look what I've built. He said, woe is me. It's me.
That's right.
Undone. Amen.
Sir.
I tell you, we need to see some saints and sinners alike that are brought low under the power of God.
That's right.
I'm closing here. Listen to me. He said, not only am I undone, I'm unclean. He said, I'm utterly polluted. I'm defiled. I'm unclean.
Right.
So you'll have to see and admit that to ever get saved.
Right.
You'll have to admit you're undone and you're unclean.
That's right.
I remember years ago back in Georgia. Good night, Brother Patton. That's been over 25 years ago. I was preaching down in Pembroke, Georgia. First protracted meeting that I'd ever had. It scared me after that. I didn't know. I didn't know how to handle all that. I remember Brother Zach, I mean, I'm talking about God literally breaking out and people was getting, making professions, I believe truly getting saved. There were some of them still in there years from then. Amen. Truly getting converted to Christ. They're getting saved every night. And I remember the night, amen, that nobody got saved on the second week. I went home and wept. He tore me all to pieces. I was so broken. People didn't get saved. Didn't get right with God. And I remember one man who was in that church. As far as I know, he's still in that church. And I preached, amen, and he got on that altar and confessed how he was undone and so unclean. And he come up to the pastor and he said, I need to be cleansed, amen. And as he got down the altar and confessed his sin to God and got right with God, amen.
Yeah, right.
Wouldn't you like to have some relief from your burden of sins?
Yeah, that's good. Amen.
Would you be free
hey.
From your burden of sin? There's power in the blood.
Amen.
There's power in the blood, amen. Hallelujah, amen. Thank God tonight, amen. You can be free from the guilt, from the pain, from the memory. Listen, friend, the devil may bring it back up, but if it's forgiven, God's forgotten it, amen.
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 Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Thank God. Undone.
Right.
You have to admit that to get saved.
Yes, sir, buddy.
You'll have to admit that to serve. See, that's what God was calling on Isaiah to do.
Sir.
God was calling out on Isaiah to serve him. Who will go? Who will go for us? Isaiah said, here am I. Send me. It's not that God's quit calling. See, you're listening to the preacher tonight, and I believe I'm preaching for a pastor that believes in a definite call to preach.
Right.
I know we're all called to proclaim the gospel.
Right.
And witness. And in a sense, that's preaching, proclaiming the gospel. But as far as pastoring, preaching, evangelizing, missionary men, God calls men to preach. But if you surrender your all to Him, it's untenable, God.
That's right.
That's right.
I remember some of y'all back years ago preaching for you, amen. And I don't know how God's worked in all that. Some of you said that the Lord dealt with you about preaching. But have you lost the desire to serve Him? You know, it could be in a service like this tonight that God could call young man that knows they're saved.
That's right.
And say, God is calling me to answer the call.
Amen.
God, you, Isaiah, you was Him.
Yeah.
Here am I. Don't miss me. Here am I. Send right. me. Amen.
That's good, preacher.
That's right.
You say, I'm unworthy. I was unworthy. I didn't feel like I'd be a very good preacher, and I still don't feel like I'm a good preacher. But God called me and put me in the ministry.
That's right, preacher.
There's only one other preacher in the Rose of Boyle's family, either side, other than me. That's it. I don't have a lineage of preachers. I, like many of you, have a lineage of bootleggers, heathens,
right,
dopers, lost people, sinners. But God saved me as a 19-year-old young man.
Yeah.
And God, 10 months later, I heard the call, amen. And listen, I said, I don't think I'll make a very good preacher. God, I can't preach. God said, I know that. I'm going to help you to preach, amen.
That's right. That's good.
And He's been helping.
Right.
Now for 30 years, long before y'all showed up,
He's faithful.
God's been a helping.
Amen.
Old Brother Rose.
Man.
To preach the Word of God.
Yes, sir.
And I praise Him.
Hey.
And I thank Him.
Sir.
And son, it's been an honor. It's been an honor to serve Jesus.
Right.
Amen.
It's been such a privilege to serve Him.
Right, preacher.
What an honor.
Amen.
What an honor, son.
Right, preacher.
Hey, boy, I ain't gonna hurt him. It's been an honor to serve.
Hey,
what a privilege.
Yes, it has.
Here am I.
Right.
Send me. Hey. You know, at a little meeting like this, Brother David, the devil may be telling me, I don't, but who knows what he wants. Can this meeting do any good? What if God called one of these young people?
Yeah.
To the mission field.
Ah, mm-hmm. Preacher. Right.
And we're laboring here. Maybe we're not seeing. Right. And I'm laboring evangelism, and I'm not seeing many results. And Brother Zach's laboring in street preaching and evangelism, and maybe not seeing many, what we know, results. But God calls one of these young men, and God maybe put together one of these young ladies, and call them to the mission field. Amen. Yeah. Listen, friend,
right.
And they see hundreds saved, thousands saved.
Right.
Yes, it'd be worth it. Amen.
Yeah.
It'd be worth every mile. It'd be worth every trial.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
It'd be worth every.
Right.
Yeah. Hallelujah. We've got a wonderful Savior.
Yes.
He's wonderful to us. Amen. You're here tonight, lost. You should come talk to the Lord. Right now, won't you come talk to the Lord? Break out of there and talk to the Lord. Talk to Him as long as He'll talk to you. And say, Lord, don't quit speaking.
Right.
Don't quit drawing. Don't quit reproving.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
I want you to do a thorough work. I'm so undone.
Right.
I'm so unclean. Amen. But you're so worthy. I want you to be my Savior. Amen.
Right, preacher.
Come right now.
Amen.
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 If God's doing your heart, You say, but wait a minute, they're not singing. Amen. I'm going to tell you what, you're going to have to humble yourself.
That's right, preacher.
I'm not even going to stand right now unless the pastor feels led to otherwise. Elijah called out the prophets of Baal. He didn't make it easy on them. He said, bring barrels of water.
Amen.
So you might have to say, excuse me, I need that. You might be in the middle seat. Say, I need to get to the altar.
Right.
Amen. But if God's dealing with you, you better do business, then.
That's right.
And it's not always like this. There's not always this kind of liberty. There's not always a sweet spirit like speaking to you tonight. It won't always be like this. You won't always hear those flutterings in your breast. Is God dealing with any of you young men? Are you converted to Jesus Christ? Are you converted just to a set of rules? Are you converted to Him? Does God know you're undone and unclean? He knows that about every one of us that are saved.
Right.
The sinners are undone and unclean. And they're not going to... Hey, God don't save good people. God saves wicked people, bad people. That's who He came to seek and to save. That which was lost. You say, well, that might have been pretty embarrassing. It ain't as embarrassing as some of you saints sitting back there. And I'm going to tell you where we're going to be embarrassed at. Listen, that brother I preach from, he knows I don't probably beat people. I'm going to tell you where we're going to be embarrassed at is judgment day one day.
That's right.
When we're standing before Him one day in judgment, and we've sat through message after message, and this pastor has poured his heart out, and we've been unmoved and unchanged, amen, we're going to be really embarrassed. You were to come at God's bidding. It ought not be something, amen, that we have to just belabor this thing. Come talk to the Lord. That's right. That's exactly right. I love a daughter. It's that time you got an altar. I love her. There ain't nobody in here loves her more than I do except Jesus. It's about time you got on an altar. It's about time you started repenting. It's about time we started confessing. It's about time we had old-fashioned revival.
Oh.
Call's going out, boys. Young ladies, the call's going out. I know God don't call you to preach. But God may call you to wait on some godly young man. God's able to provide some of them. I wonder sometimes with $3, I say, what in the name of the Lord, what am I going to do? Where's God in all these young men and stuff like that? God's able to raise you up a godly young man, and who knows where He'd send you off to. But I tell you what, you won't be happy till you're in the center of God's will. God can help you. Lord, do anything for you tonight, young lady? Rebecca, God do anything for you? Amen. Amen. Well, I give Him glory and praise. I don't push my kids into professions. I just don't. And I talk to some of them that have made professions, and I've questioned thoroughly about that. Amen. And I don't push them into baptism either. If they ain't dead, it's against the law to bury people to kill them. If you're dead with Christ, then be buried with Christ. Some people don't want to be baptized. It's because they ain't dead to the old life.
That's right.
And I'm not pushing them into it.
That's right.
So you work that out. You say, well, you're picking. You leave me alone. Amen? Serious business, buddy. Serving God's serious business. Mm-hmm. It's serious business. Amen. Anybody else need to come? Appreciate what the Lord's done for us.
Yeah.
The Lord's good to us. Appreciate the Lord. Appreciate all that's come. In business with God. Let Him have His way with you. If God's done something for you, amen. The pastor gives opportunity. You ought to testify and give God the glory.